Death Trap is a classic piece of theater, a two-act, five-character play written by Ira Levin that garnered a 1978 Tony Award nomination for Best Play and was awarded a Special Edgar by the Mystery Writers of America. It holds the record as the longest-running comedy thriller on Broadway. It was adapted into a 1982 movie starring Christopher Reeve, Michael Caine, and Diane Cannon. It is now the latest production from the Berkshire Theater Group on the Fitzpatrick Stage in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, running through July 25th. Here to tell us more are two of the stars of the show, Greg Edelman, who plays Sidney Brule, and Tom Pasinka, who plays Clifford Anderson in Death Trap. It's a great pleasure to welcome you both to the program. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very nice to have you with us. Greg, let's start with you of how you came to this particular role.
Well, I actually did a show last summer for the Berkshire Theater Group. And so Kate McGuire, who's the artistic head of the group, just called me and said, would you be interested in doing this and, doing Death Trap this summer? And I was like, oh, I love that play. I saw the original production with Brian Bedford. I'm such a big fan of his. And so I had such sweet memories of it. And then I said, well, let me read the play. And I read it, and there were so many lines. I was thinking, oh, gee, I don't know if I really want to do this. There's a lot of lines. But, obviously I decided, of course, because it's a great play. I'm so glad to be doing it.
And there's a lot of lines, but there also, if there's a lot you could screw up, right? I mean, it's very intricate.
You've seen my performance, yes. Yes, the language is very intricate, very witty. There's not a piece of flab on this script. Everything is important to be told that the audience right. needs to, like, know for the something else down the road and all. It's like a wonderful little, jigsaw puzzle kind of thing, so... There's also like page after page sometimes of stage directions where it's like, and then he goes to this fireplace, and then he goes over here, and then he opens up the drawer. It's all that kind of like, very specific stage directions that Ira Levin, the playwright, put in there. It needs to be done a certain way or else the play doesn't work. So, it's fun.
And Tom, how'd you come to it?
Well, this is my my third summer at Berkshire Theater Group. I did... a No Coward play design for a living last year, and I did a murder mystery 2 years ago called The Cat and the Canary. When I saw that they were doing Death Trap, I had seen the movie, and I'd never seen the play on stage before. But when I saw that they were doing it, I was like, oh, that's a great part and a great play, and I would love to try it out. So I emailed Kate and asked her, if she's at all interested in me playing the part or coming in for the part, I would love to be seen for it. So I went in, I auditioned, now I'm here. So,
which is very cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's the way it's supposed to work. So, and Deborah Jo Rupp is in the show as well.
She is.
Who's fantastic. She and is. So, as I mentioned, five characters. So, how are you all getting along?
Why, have you heard something?
No, I haven't heard anything. I just want to start a rumor.
That's why you brought us in.
Yeah,
today.
That's right.
Well, it's ugly, Joe. It's ugly. We have a great time. It's one of those things, and this, all of this sort of the summer theater in this region, it's, the gestation period is quite compact. So there's that period of like, hi, it's nice to see you. I have to go off and learn my lines, but I'll be with you in about a week, And then once we get our lines on board, it really becomes a great sort of social situation. And we love hanging out and we love talking and gossiping about all kinds of things. And that's what's happened with this cast. We really love hanging out with each other.
And when once that... I always love asking about this because I find it fascinating, of the discussion as to what the play is about. So what, for the five of you, what was that discussion like?
Let's ask the Yale student on the other side of the studio.
Yale School of Drama with an MFA in acting.
That's true. recently graduated. What is the play about? What is the play
about? Well, you're supposed to say 2 hours and 15 minutes. That's the old man's response.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we wouldn't want to give too much away about the play because it is... a thriller.
Well, I didn't ask that. What I'm asking about, because, it is very, it's very complex, as we mentioned.
Yeah.
What I'm interested in is, as a group of you, how do you discuss and say, okay, this is what we want to do, this is how we're going to attack this, and have the discussion about what the play is and all get on the same page?
Yeah, I think, in this process, we really kind of, because the play is such a physical play, there's a lot of business that happens in the play. I mean, actually, Ira Levin in the play talks about it. There's one moment where I come down the stairs and Sydney and Clifford are kind of talking about the business of the play that they're in the play that they're writing together. So there's just a lot of stuff that happens, a lot of props, a lot of movement, a lot of stage combat. So we didn't really spend a lot of time at the table talking about the play. We kind of got up on our feet pretty quick. And we really, used the movement of the play, the staging of the play was really informative to how we kind of, got to the point of discussing exactly what the play was about. It was interesting working on it because as we kept staging the play, parts of the play that I hadn't even realized, because it is so intricate, kind of became apparent, and I was like, oh, I completely forgot that this was here, or that my character knows this, or that character knows this. That's kind of how we attacked it.
Yeah, and I think, too, we didn't sort of have a unified view of how to attack it. There were, me and Deborah were very quickly... We were very quickly like, yeah, so that's a joke there. So 5, 6, 7, 8. We approached it as a comedy. And then Allison Fraser, who plays my wife on the show, she was saying, I don't want to know about the comedy. I really just want to work on my character because my character is, she's sort of frazzled a little bit.
Yeah.
So she was coming at it from her point of view. And we all kind of met in the middle about a week and a half later, But it's very interesting. The thing you do need to know with this play, if you're an actor, is you have to kind of, like what Tom just said, you have to know, so what does my character know? And what is my character letting other people know? And what is my character? It's kind of a complex kind of thing that you have to layer it in as you go along, as opposed to, because there's so much deception in the play, as opposed to what? A Tennessee Williams play. Well, there's deception in a Williams play too, isn't there? But I mean, it's much more than most plays, especially my character. I'm like playing two different realities at once because I'm trying to deceive everybody all over the place, and which it makes it a lot of fun. But you have to kind of unravel that Gordian knot so that you're like knowing what you're thinking at any given moment, So
because there's always that, as I said at the beginning, there's a lot you can screw up in the sense of because you don't want to give away what's coming or let people even have an inkling as to, if they have never seen the show, as to what the surprises are.
That's right. And interestingly enough, too, we sort of took it all apart. You have to sort of take it all apart just to put the piece up on its feet. And then when we're performing it for people, people are saying, oh, my God, it was so exciting because there were all these, misdirections in the play. And we were thinking, oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if you're thinking this, Tom, but I'm thinking, oh, good, that's working. Good, because by this point, I'm just trying to, I get on my little horse and I ride through the show. And it's nice to know that the misdirections are working.
Well, what's been interesting about playing the play in front of an audience, and we've only had a couple performances, and it's exciting to know that we'll have many, many more coming up. It's been great because with a play like this, the audience is very much engaged because they're trying to keep up with everything that's happening, the twists and turns. And, there are moments in the performance of the play where, people will gasp in the audience, and it's just a constant reminder that we're actually really, more than a lot of plays that I've done, in dialogue with the audience. They're responding as we're doing things, as opposed to like a Shakespeare play where they're pretty quiet. So it's been really interesting to do that and to talk to people after the show who, some people who have seen the play before but don't quite remember little aspects of the play and are surprised by those and kind of taken off guard because they thought they knew the play.
Yeah, sometimes people say, oh, I thought it was this, and I thought it was this, and it's like, oh, no, that's actually Sleuth. That's not this play, which is actually an issue in the play, too.
Yeah. And then people who just know the movie and who are expecting things that they saw in the movie. And And then the what I love is the people who haven't seen the play at all know nothing about it, because they really go for a ride, and I think, you know, that's fun for us.
Have you done talkbacks with the audience yet?
We did one, actually, and they were really sweet, but they were a little quiet. But it's amazing the little detail. Well, they are, you know, they're lovely people. They're kind of like, oh, well, we'll see what the actors have to say.
I think you're being nice. No. Okay.
I try to be. I asked this question because I
went to go see a show last night, and I was at a talkback, and everything was going fine. We were having a really good, deep conversation about what the show was about.
Here we go.
And then the woman at the end gets up and says, "I thought the ending sucked. I didn't understand it. I didn't get it."
Can you say
it.
That word on public radio?
I just did.
Oh my God.
And I'm paraphrasing, by the way, but it's just. And I felt sorry for everyone there. And then they all started to laugh, and I just thought, well, this can't be good for anybody. Is this helpful?
I could be home having dessert right now. Yeah, no, it's interesting the minutiae they picked up on the audience. And, someone said, and they actually got into a little bit of a debate about, no, there was one pair of handcuffs. No, there's two pairs of handcuffs. No, they weren't. And then Tom, the brave soul that he is, got in the middle of it and tried to explain away what the handcuff situation was in the play. So that's the kind of thing that happens at a talkback, as opposed to, what do you think about world hunger? I mean, there's no large issues. They get down to the details of, like, I notice your shoes are a little, white. So what's that about? But it's fun, to talk to the audience after the show. I love doing it.
Sure it is. Yeah.
No, it's I stop people in the parking lot. I like to stop people in the parking lot and go, "Hi, how are you?"
Well, that's different. Different.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
So I'm looking at your website, Tom. And, I just have to ask you about this because on the bottom of it has your resume. And
yes.
Where you've been, and then it says special abilities, puppetry.
Oh, here we go.
Puppetry.
Yeah.
All right. So, how do you?
Oh,
how do you employ that?
Oh, I've just done a lot of. I've randomly done a lot of plays that have puppets in them. I mean, I will tell you that I should probably take that off my resume because I kind of hate puppets. I just have done a lot of puppetry, but I kind of hate puppets.
Okay, so you're not the replacement in Hand to God.
No.
Living statue.
Oh, I was a professional living statue person for a couple of years. I would do trade shows. And I would, those people on the street who are like, frozen.
Yeah.
I was hired as a mime for a trade show one year, and I had actually never done mime before, but it was $800 for 2 days, and so I said that I could do it, but I actually couldn't do it.
Oh, my God.
I showed up and realized I was really bad at it after the first 10 minutes, but in the course of my panicking, I realized that I was very good at keeping still, and I was like, oh, I'll just do this kind of living statue thing. And other people saw me at the trade show, and I just started getting hired on this trade show, circuit. And I actually did pretty well for myself doing it. And I did it a couple times in New York on the street, which was terrifying and exhilarating.
I bet it would be.
Yeah.
Other abilities, which makes sense, rollerblading, swimming, pogo stick, and then New York State driver's license. What does that mean?
Well, I've been told to put a New York State driver's license on my resume just because, sometimes they'll ask you to drive.
Oh, then you have that.
Yeah, sometimes they'll ask you to drive
like
in a film.
I thought you were like a licensed model or something. No. You came in.
No. I wish. No.
If you want a fake ID, you go to Tom.
Yeah, come to me. I run a little side business. That's how I support myself when I'm not acting. I'll get you a only New York State, though. So,
well, Mr. Edelman, what are your special abilities?
My special abilities are I make a mean martini. I guess I have no special abilities. I don't even have a website right now because it's down, and I don't even have the time to go and figure out how to get it back up and running. So I'm a little old-fashioned.
That's all right.
I play the piano, but I sweat when I play, so I try not to do that in public. Get nervous.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yes.
Albert Brooks sort of broadcast news thing?
Yes, all right. Exactly.
Okay.
It's like, do I have hoses attached to me where there's just like fluid pouring out of my body? Yeah, exactly.
Now, after Death Trap runs through the 25th of July, as Tom said, plenty of opportunity for people to see this wonderful piece of work. So then what for you?
I, for once, actually have a job. I'm going to be...
Good for you.
Yes, it's sweeping out stables, but no. I have a film I'm going to be starting. Film written by a very talented young man, Ben Zuckert, and it's called Larchmont, and I start filming that a day after we close on the Saturday, so that'll be great.
Nice.
Yeah.
And Tom?
And me? Well, I'm currently homeless, so I'm going to find a home and okay. move back to New York City, I'm looking for employment. So if there's any casting directors out there listening, I'm a great actor and I've got a lot of special skills.
Don't beg. It's really pathetic. It's just...
and just watch it with the puppetry.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you need a New York State driver's license.
Exactly.
Was there an incident with the puppets, by the way, that you hate them, or was this just from childhood?
No, I kind of got on this thing of I did one show with puppets, and then all of a sudden everyone wanted me to do puppets in shows, or I guess puppet people came to see the shows I was
puppet
doing.
Puppet people, I hate those people.
Yeah, puppet people. Puppet they're people. Very strange and scary, and they live in basements usually.
We waiting outside at our car.
Yeah, exactly. So I know this is a naive... statement, but other than Hand to God and
Avenue Q,
I really can't think of. I mean, I guess there are like Julie Taymor type of that kind of puppet. Is that what we're talking about?
There's more puppets in the theater than you would think.
That's a hard sentence to say, isn't it?
There are
I actually did a puppet show years ago. There was a musical called Doonesbury.
Yes,
and I had there were these great puppets in the show that. They were made by the people from Sesame Street, from
the Muppet
Television Workshop.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you audition for a show and you get a show, and all of a sudden, now there's these few numbers in the show. You have to operate puppets. And we're going, what? Oh, yeah, we'll be doing puppet workshops for the next 3 weeks. I'm going, well, I didn't sign up for the puppet workshop. What the? But we had a wonderful time. It was a lot of fun, So it was, but there was no competition with them.
What character did you play? What Doonesbury?
I was Mike Doonesbury.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was fun. A lot of fun.
Berkshire Theater Group's production of Death Trap is now running on the Fitzpatrick stage in Stockbridge through July 25th. For more information, go to berkshiretheatergroup.org, berkshiretheatergroup.org. Gentlemen, Greg Edelman and Tom Pasinka, thank you very much to us, Scruffin. Look for the puppet guy. Tom Pasinka and Greg Edelman, thank you very much for being with us. Have a great run.
Thanks.
Very nice to have you with us. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.